This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Some of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's supporters are disappointed with her decision to seek re-election in another district. Still, some supporters think that's understandable. Alan Mays of Cortez is the former head of the Montezuma County GOP in the latter camp. He spoke with Boebert.
It's been rough for her in CD3. The other party is definitely ganging up on her.
While Mays is confident Boebert would have beaten back a primary challenge, even he was less sure about her ability to win the general election for the 3rd Congressional District on the Western Slope. The 4th District on the Eastern Plains is solidly Republican, but Boebert must get through a crowded primary field to win the GOP nomination. Engineering students at Colorado's largest community college will soon have a golden ticket to the Colorado School of Mines. CPR's Paulo Schultz does more.
Front Range Community College is opening the state's 2nd Mines Academy. Students accepted to the academy will complete the first half of their bachelor's degree at FRCC. After that, students will get guaranteed admission to any 4-year program at Mines. To be eligible for the program, students must have a high school degree, have completed math prerequisites, and be a declared engineering science student at FRCC. The School of Mines opened its first academy program at Red Rocks Community College in 2021. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
The annual winter ice castles are back in Cripple Creek after 2-year Colorado absence. Professional ice sculptors created vast pieces of frozen ice architecture for visitors to explore. It runs through March. This is CPR News.